Go Loud.
Before we get started with this episode of Hold My Drink, we have some very exciting news.
We are bringing Hold My Drink to the stage once again, folks.
So exciting. Join us in Vicar Street on the 5th and 6th of November and University Concert Hall in Limerick on the 23rd of November for some fun, plenty of drama, great guests, and of course, where would we be without a dilemma?
There might even be a song or two from yours truly, who knows?
Tickets are on sale now. See you there, birds.
See you there.
People feel like they have this like persona online.
Yeah, you're not you. Like,
yeah.
You're not physically there talking to them face to face.
Yeah.
You're literally, you are hiding behind a screen and you just feel like you can't say anything.
Mm-hmm. I look at people now, I'm like, oh, you're freezing. Yeah. I'm like, I'm old.
We're getting old. That's when you realize you're getting old. We normalize giving people the finger. I think it's fucking brilliant.
I gave someone the finger today on the road. Welcome to Home My Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, girls, Bratcham, and a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, welcome to Home My Drink.
Hello, folks. Before we go any further, we need to address the elephant in the room. Yes, I look like fucking Mitch Trunchbull today. We're just going to let that slide.
You don't look like Mitch.
This also is not the first time I've come in here looking like Mitch Trunchbull. A grey hoodie and a bun just... Mm-mm.
I think Miss Trunchbull is misunderstood.
Do you? I think she's a bitch, but...
Aw, she just is lonely in her house and where...
She's an awful, awful person.
She did swing her around Bard Flats.
And what's that room called? The Chokey. The Chokey. The room full of nails sticking out of it.
True.
Are you mad?
True.
Taking children in that.
I think she has some trauma that she hasn't lived through yet.
Probably. Well, or now Ms. I'm Trunch. Just... Oh, this can be a pre-Halloween episode. I dressed up as Miss Trunchbull today, okay?
So I still haven't decided what I'm going to dress up as.
I have an idea, but I told someone my idea and they didn't even giggle. So I was like,
oh, what was it?
No, in case I end up doing it.
No, though. You can't do it now, though, because it wasn't funny.
No, but I still might. I just might change it a little bit.
Okay, and then we'll...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hope.
Did they just have a face like this?
It's either my sister or Graham. I can't remember. And they're just looking at me like, it's like, all right. I think it was Queeve, actually. Yeah.
It's really hard.
It is. But I'm going to get something good.
Yeah. Same. Hold My Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also have full video episodes every Thursday at 12. And our boner episodes are every Monday at 12. So you can listen to that on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah, so Halloween is soon.
Yep.
I don't really love Halloween that much.
I hate it.
I like dressing up.
I don't. I haven't dressed up in years.
I don't think I dressed up last year. I'd love... If someone done this, right, business idea for you is rent a gaff somewhere, a huge house, charge people to come in and like play like games like Bob the Apple.
That definitely is a thing.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Bob the Apple, catch the apple on the string. Remember that one? You have to catch the coins. Yeah.
Getting the money in
I used to be like, I'm fucking loaded with my €2.
Getting your money in your, what's that called?
Two?
What's it called with the potato and the green stuff?
Called cannon.
Is that what it's called?
It's potato and green stuff.
Is it spinach and potato? You mix it all together.
I think it's Kilkenny. I've never had that.
And you put a few euros in it.
Oh, what?
Or you're a boring brack.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, the brown brack is good.
I like that.
Yeah. You'd be delighted getting a little buy-in, getting a...
I used to hate getting peanuts in my Halloween bag, though.
Oh, yeah.
Fuming.
Not even salted.
Yeah, and you'd know what house to go to. Just be like, stingy fuck, I'm not going there.
Oh, my nanny always gives people apples and all.
I wouldn't be knocking on your...
There was a... I know. Bless her.
Sorry.
She was in the airport and she goes in the wheelchair like to go to crew and... She had no cash on her and she tried to give the man an apple for bringing her and he's like, no, it's fine.
No, she's just precious. She just wants to do something.
He should have took the apple.
He should have just taken it and really appreciated the apple.
Oh, bless him. He probably didn't like apples. I'm highly allergic to them.
Do you know what I realised? I don't think as many kids go trick-or-treating anymore.
It's probably like not acceptable anymore or something.
What a buzz. I vividly remember me and my two friends, Amy and Emer. I said this last year.
I know.
We... purposely went out the day before and pretended that we thought it was the third. Well, no, we lied and was just like, let's go trick or treating and pretend that we think it's Halloween today to go and get a load of sweets. And they'd be like, it's Halloween tomorrow. And be like, oh, I didn't know.
And they'd give you the
bill the bag.
Oh my gimme.
I vividly remember doing
and
that.
And how do you on Halloween go again?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Scam. Such a good scam, though. If anyone's listening, they want to trick or treat twice.
I can't remember what I even used to dress. I remember like my first Halloween. Was it like my first Halloween, like going drinking in fields and all? Mm. And I remember dressing up as Snow White.
Oh, like a mini skirt, Snow White.
Like, girl.
Red lippy. Please.
And I remember I had 3 pairs of eyelashes on.
Mm-hmm.
I remember putting them on.
We just weren't cold back then, though.
No.
You could go out in nothing and be fresh.
Didn't feel the cold whatsoever. No. Why did we do that?
I don't know. I look at people now, I'm like, oh, you're freezing. Hell. I'm like, I'm old.
We're getting old. That's when you realize you're getting old.
I feel like recently I look back at pictures and I'm like, oh my God, I look so young. But I'm like, I'm obviously not aged as in like I'm wrinkly, but I just feel like I look older than I did. That freaks me out.
Do you think when you get older you strip back on things? Definitely.
Yeah.
Like I was looking at pictures of me this morning from years ago and Jesus Christ, I wore some amount of makeup. Like I still love my makeup, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love plastering my face with makeup, mm-hmm. but like I was looking at them like, girl, you're going to shop or something. It's like, why?
You're literally going to get your groceries. Like,
why?
I think it's just like, you get more confident in yourself.
Is that what it
is? And you just don't really care as much of what like people think, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, this is me. I'm just not. Yeah. Or some people stop wearing tan and like loads
embracing
of shit.
Their natural self.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
Just come with age, I think.
Doesn't it?
I thought the other day about like, I was sitting at lunch and I was like, oh my God, one day, like, I was with my friends, like, we're all going to be nannies.
I know, yeah.
And that really freaked me out. I'd never really thought about it.
You're going to have a cool name as a nanny.
Yeah, we'll.
Charlene is a cool
name. Yeah, it's a cool name.
They're going to call me Mary, I know there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Maybe not.
No.
Nanny Ellie.
Oh.
Nah. But that really freaks me out. Like, what if...
No, I can't wait to get, like, a purple wash in my hair and all.
Really?
Yeah, and the little ringlets.
But I just can't...
Shout at everyone.
Like, obviously, till now, like, our faces look different than we did when we were young.
Yep.
But, like, you completely change then. Like, I wonder, is it weird looking in the mirror? Because all of a sudden you're old.
Yeah, do you just one day be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Does it just hit you, like...
Oh,
I'll just fill me with Botox.
I'm gonna have an existential crisis.
Nah,
at that age,
the journey of life.
No, I know it's such a blessing to get old, but
yeah,
still, I hadn't thought about it, and then I did, and I was freaked out.
Getting old,
yeah,
scary, scary.
What
did you do last Halloween? Do you remember?
I don't think I done that, and I dressed up as a Victoria's Secret angel, but didn't go anywhere. Obviously, thank God I couldn't go out like that.
Didn't go out or anywhere.
I was in the car park of my apartment block.
I love that.
And every time someone came, I had to just hold the dressing gown in front of myself. Nothing to see here, people.
Me and Cleve go around because Halloween usually falls in the middle of the week, doesn't it? This year it's on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Me and Cleve usually drive around, get a McDonald's and go looking at all the bonfires.
Aww.
Yeah.
I've never seen a bonfire in years.
Have you not?
No.
Last year we sat in Neilstown and just looked at all the fireworks up around McDonald's.
Oh, that's really cute.
And it was quite cute.
There's not many fireworks left though. I feel like people don't do them as much.
Ah, you need to find the good spots, girl.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it is.
You do.
Neil's down, we take a trip this year.
Perfect. Honestly, do you want to see the bonfires? Brilliant.
Really?
Yeah.
They used to do one at my grandma. I think someone threw a cat in it, so they stopped.
Did they?
Yeah, so bad.
Jesus.
And then people throw fireworks in, then you can get really injured.
Yeah, they can like explode out.
In them, yeah.
You can go to, I'm pretty
people
sure.
People are just so, a bonfire should be a nice thing, but then people just go over the edge.
You can find, like your town. Do we live in a town?
A local bonfire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have like...
I don't think they're legal.
No, there would be. There'd be like ones for the kids and all like...
What?
Garda vetted
bonfires. No, there's no such thing as
I'm
legal
telling
bonfire.
You now, there definitely is. Definitely that's a thing.
No, because of how dangerous it is.
No, surely
no, they
is.
Always get shut down. Well, they try.
Try.
I'm nearly sure they're illegal.
They used to be and you know, huge.
The bonfire is illegal.
I don't know.
Surely it's just setting fire to a random patch of grass.
No, a load of pallets and all.
Yeah, exactly. That they've illegally sourced.
They what? Are. They are illegal.
The community organised.
Well, come here. I won't be saying where I'm going to my ones anymore.
I'd say there's so many, they can't put them all out.
Surely not.
No.
Ah, why can't there just be like...
a well-run bonfire?
Yeah.
Because people ruin everything. They can't control themselves by doing stupid shit like jumping over the bonfires.
I remember sitting on trolleys just looking at the bonfire and being all toasty.
Oh.
That was when I had my first cigarette. Was that
in a bonfire?
Was that a bonfire? Yep, sitting on a trolley.
Lightning.
Thought it was so cool.
Oh yeah. My God.
My memories of Halloween.
Oh, how did this turn so Halloween-y?
I don't know.
How was your... Well, we went to Galway?
Yes.
On the weekend for Aideen's launch for her jewellery?
Yes.
I didn't see much Galway because I literally went to launch and didn't go out afterwards.
I didn't either. We stayed in the bed.
It's my first time going.
To Galway, you need to go back down.
I know.
For a weekend.
I know, we will.
I know I only went for one night, but oh my God, we fit so much in one night. It was a ball.
I need to go.
Galway is great crack.
And the Chinese slaps.
slap.
We got way too much. Zion Street Food.
Yeah.
It's the same one, I think, that's in Dublin.
Do you reckon?
It tastes the same to me.
We got way too much anyway, but it was banging.
I love that now.
It was very, very good.
Absolutely starved.
Are you?
Just thinking about, I could eat Chinese every single day of my life.
We'll get something lovely.
It's just too good. I have a really busy week. But by the time this is out, it'll be
over.
Yeah, I'll be in New York.
When are you flying?
Monday.
Okay.
So I fly to Paris on Friday, Friday to Sunday, and then New York Monday at 4 o'clock, which is nice.
That's a nice time.
I have time to pack in the morning, because realistically, I'm not going to pack in the morning.
No, you're not.
So I'll get up, do my pre-clearance, and then I go to Nashville on Friday to Sunday, and then come home.
Are you flying home from Nashville?
I still stop in New York, though.
Oh, do you?
But yeah, I'm not going back into the city. Actually, really? I don't know if there's time. No, there's no direct flights. Not until...
They're doing 25.
So Aer Lingus have just announced they're doing direct flights to Nashville. So perfect for my hens. Because I just thought it was such a bad... I'm not even fucking engaged.
No.
I thought it was such a bad... you can't bring people on a stopover flight. Like, it's too long.
Yeah.
Too complicated.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Even that flight is long, so I don't know if that will ever happen. But like,
no.
I would, in an ideal world, Nashville would be the ideal hens.
Are you and Dano are going to Nashville?
No.
Just you and Guiva?
No, so Dano's not coming with me this time. We're going again.
Oh, sorry, I thought Dano was going this time.
No, no, no. So just me.
Oh.
And then me and Dano's going to New York and Miami in November.
Fab.
But it's going to be like, the weather's still warm. Guiva's wearing t-shirts still.
That's mad, isn't it?
And then next one, it should be cold. So it'll be two different experiences. We have no hotel booked, me and Dano.
Right.
Nothing booked, but...
He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It'll
be fun. So now, I feel like I love when good things, like loads of good things happen at once, but then I get sad for thinking about when it's going to be over.
I don't think of that yet.
No, I know.
Just have something else.
I live in the future too much.
To plan and focus.
Yeah, I know, but then that's it. Like, until summer.
Girl, you're wishing your years away.
No, I know. I actually am. I'm going to be an old lady before I know. I'll keep going with this, right?
I need to stop. You're a child.
I also thought the other day that I was getting poisoned by my delivery driver.
Why would you think that?
Because it looked like he'd stopped in a house that wasn't mine, but do you know when you get priority delivery?
Mm-hmm.
I was starved, so I paid the extra €2. And they meant to come to you first, so he went somewhere else. And I was like, what the fuck? So I rang him. And he sounded like he was inside a house. He was definitely inside a house. I think it must have been his house if he was taking a pit stop. But then I convinced myself that he was poisoning my food. And that's why it stopped. And that I was going to die.
Why would your head even go there?
I don't
there?
Know. Bad. And then I looked up. So if someone ever dies near me soon, I'm fucked. Because I looked up how long it takes for it to die from poison. So it looks like I poisoned someone. But I didn't die. Clearly.
Just still here.
And I still ate the food.
What was it?
McDonald's.
But it was closed and all, like your bag was closed.
It was fully sealed.
Oh, gee.
I was like, maybe he has a... Like, literally. And it wasn't even... It was just the fact that he went somewhere else. But I think he went to his gaff. Because why would you be inside someone's house?
The man probably needed a piddle.
Probably. You think you jump to conclusions. I jump to absolute...
notions
of the worst possible case scenario of everything.
Good God.
Boy, that's grand. Just didn't get poisoned.
Thank God. Still here.
Just the anxiety. Mm. Anything you're living in? Fashion, beauty?
Burgundy.
Oh,
yeah. Love it.
All my wardrobe is that colour right now.
I just wanted everything boring.
So nice.
Yeah.
Just so much nicer than any other colour.
I like a knit that's soft, though. That H&M jumper.
Really? I'm worn
it. Sorry, guys.
Really itchy and scratchy?
Really itchy and scratchy. It's the itchy and scratchy job.
Literally. Itchy scratchy.
Yeah. Lovely colour. Like,
I get itchy just thinking about being itchy.
Yeah. I had it on me for a while, but like, it's not soft.
And you can't enjoy wearing that.
Wasn't cheap either.
This, I really love this. So
have
soft.
That.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got
a new
that.
Look.
Yep.
So cozy.
Got that. I got it in grey as well, I think.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Dark grey or light grey?
Light grey.
Oh, yeah. I must get that because I really like this now.
It's very nice.
Very nice. And the quality is lovely. And then I've been loving the Cash Foundation.
Oh, love.
So good.
Mm.
I'm wearing it right now.
It's fab.
She probably needs powder a little bit, but I couldn't find my sponge, so I'd powder with a brush. I feel like I can't powder properly with a brush.
Powder your face?
Yeah.
What
I love
use?
A square, a triangle sponge.
What?
To like,
your whole face?
To like press the... No, like where I get most oily.
Okay.
I just love like pressing into my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to wash all my brushes. Actually, Jesus Christ.
I have not washed mine in...
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
If I really need an eyeshadow brush, I'll spot clean it there and then. Like, but my like face brushes and all, things are crawling.
Oh my God. Is eye so clean or is wash the brushes?
I think that's what I use to like just
it's like a clean. Oh, so it's not a real clean.
No, it's not like a deep.
I thought I was doing grey.
I need to like properly. I've seen someone put them in the washing machine. They put them in a pillowcase.
Oh no, you'd fuck up all the glue.
Yeah, I can imagine you just take them all out and there'd be no hair. Any of the brushes.
Like Cynthia of the Rugrats when he just
three little spikes.
Yeah. And doing your foundation just having spikes.
But, like, surely there has to be a quicker way than.
Do you ever see that little pot you can get and it spins around?
Yeah, but also I feel like
stress.
stress and yeah. just like...
Is it one of them gadgets to buy and then you're like bored?
Is the only good way to get a deep clean on them is to like scrub them. I love those little pads you can get. You can stick them in your sink.
Oh, yeah.
They're like all raised and all.
I should redo that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow when the girls come to do my beauty bits, I'm going to go through my brushes as well.
Yeah.
I'd love to just have like one of each brush and maybe a backup of a couple. I don't need 30 brushes.
I have an Alex drawer. The very bottom of my Alex drawer is...
Oh, the big drawer?
Yeah, is just brushes. Brand new brushes that I've either bought or like just have and I just don't use. Like, but I'll still stick to the same ones that I have. I still have all my Inglot brushes and all. Still have my brush belt. All those brushes that I had in that.
Yeah, that's nice. That's like a memory though.
Yeah, still keep it.
That's different, but I just can't. I have too much. I only have one face. And how many blushes am I literally going to be able to ever put on my face?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Well, I think blush is my weakness and lip liner is my weakness. The Victoria Beckham lip liners are a slay.
Are they?
Very nice. But lip liners and blushes. I'd say I have 100 lip liners.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
But I love lip liner. That's one thing I'm like, I'm allowed to have that.
They're only little small and things.
Like, I'm allowed to have one vice. And if my vice in life is lip liners. That's not the worst thing that can happen.
You can do it.
But yeah, the Cash Foundation is stunning. Beautiful. I wear magic.
I wear magnetic.
It's really, really nice.
God, I'm really tired today. I don't know why. Same. I think it was because I forgot I was meant to be in today. Literally forgot. I had my whole Monday planned and all. I was like, gym, food shop.
Because we're usually in on a Tuesday.
Yeah. And if Shara
didn't... Sauna.
Yeah, if Shara didn't... But I need to go and buy swimming togs. That was on my agenda. To go to Elvery's. My mum told me to go to Decathlon. I think it's only one of them in Finglas, is it?
For a swimsuit?
Yeah.
We don't get one on ASOS with them.
I want it now.
Oh, right, okay.
So I hate online shopping.
ASOS one day, though.
Now.
Or if you're not getting any of the Mars, the fishtails.
See, I wouldn't rock around the old gym in one of them.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
I wouldn't rock around the gym in a bikini or anything. I'd be mortified.
Would you be?
Well, like all my bikinis are like for like Ibiza and all. They're yeah, like thong ones and like
yeah.
little itty bitty triangles. There's little kids doing their...
They're cool anyone's, I feel like, would be so... That's what I would wear to the gym. They're more like beach girl, like, but not...
No, I want like a tog.
Like a Speedo, like...
Tog.
Yeah.
I want my belly and all. Like, I'm just like, oh, you have to wear a swimming hat and all in my pool. Shy crack.
Did you have to wear it when I was in the gym?
Terrible crack.
Oh,
why?
No, you didn't, because I never got one.
So bad.
Just maybe don't. Why do you have to wear a swimming hat? What's the reason?
What's the purpose of them? They just get wet anyway. Like, is it for knits?
No, because knits truly can't survive.
Is it to keep your hair in? Is it like a hair net? Like,
maybe it's if there's his hair, yeah, floating everywhere.
I'll never forget going swimming in primary school and there's a poo in the pool and we all had to get out.
Same.
It was
so bad.
A log. Evacuate. So bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
How disgusting.
I used to hate swim lessons so much.
I used to love
it. No, I used to feel sick.
No, I loved it.
Backstroke was not my forte.
I used to love getting on the bus and all and like...
Bus?
We used to get the bus swimming.
Where? In school?
We went out to town.
Oh, we never done it in school, ever. I had to on a Saturday morning.
Oh, no.
Extracurricular.
Oh, well, I did that as well. Me, Cueva and Jack did it.
We never went swimming in school, ever.
We didn't. I don't know why we did it in school. I don't know.
So good. You shouldn't need to know.
True.
Like, some people still can't swim. It's mad.
I'm not a professional by any means.
No, but it's so... But I think everyone should... It should be, like, a life mandatory skill to know.
How to swim.
What if you're getting... Well, I don't know, actually. You probably wouldn't go in water then. But, like, if something happens...
Right, life mandatory skills. Three things that you have to have.
Swim.
Drive.
Mm.
No, I think...
If your country has good... If I lived anywhere other than Dublin, I probably... I hate driving.
Yeah, you're so
funny. If I could get a train, a Lewis, a bus, if they had leap cards, I'd get that. Easy. I love sitting there and watching the world go by.
Okay, what else?
So, what was the first one?
Swim.
Swimming?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay. Something that everyone should just know how to do. I think drive. I think they should teach you that in school.
Imagine everyone going around in go-karts crashing into one another.
Like bumper cars.
It is a good skill to have. Maybe like everyone should know how to like...
File your own taxes.
Bank and all.
I have no idea how
bank.
To do that.
Is that the word? Like bank?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. And no one knows.
They don't teach you how to do that in school.
No. So maybe swim should definitely be a skill. That. And... I don't know. Something I do to think everyone should know. Speak Irish.
Really? Yeah.
I... used to hate Irish in school, but now that I'm older, and I know I'm getting old because I'm like, it's such a shame that we don't know it.
Mm.
I heard two ladies speaking it in at the Nivea event the other night in the bathroom to each other.
No way.
And I nearly shouted out going, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. It was unreal. I was like, what? I was like, that's really sad. I can't understand that.
Especially, but like, do you ever get when you go away on holidays or like you meet someone who isn't from here and they're like, oh, speak Irish. I'm like, Shadigam Dougherty on Lehris. That's literally all I know.
Well, a lot of people don't even know we have our own language.
Yeah.
A lot of people like. So I think that maybe.
Speak Irish.
Because I would love, I wish it was like taught to me when I was young because I just was never interested in skills. So when you're not interested, you're not really going to want to learn something.
Hate.
I was like, why is the point of doing this? And now I'm like,
It was the most boring thing.
Yeah.
I also couldn't really wrap my head around it very well though.
The grammar, no.
Yeah, I didn't really get it. I struggled with that. I didn't do any language.
Mm-mm. The grammar was too hard. I had a little black grammar book and I just couldn't cope. It's really hard to pronounce things well, in fairness to it, but like, still, love our country. So patriotic.
There's our little, our 2 cents on what you need in life growing up.
I think definitely swimming though.
Take that with a fat pinch of
or
salt.
Or even just like swimming, like the basics. You don't have to start, like I only know the basics too. Yeah. Actually, one time I was in the final of the community games, but I actually wasn't there, but I still got the medal.
Yeah, but you still got the medal.
I was on holidays, but they won, so I got the medal. Bronze.
Oh, God.
I felt great, but that's our little thing. Oh, live shows. So anyone who has missed the big announcement last week, we are back with another live show in Vicar Street on the 5th and 6th of November, which is so soon.
I know, yeah, actually it's kind of scary.
Wait, what? That's less than a month away.
I know, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get sick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, come to the live show.
Oh my God. Okay, tickets are available now on Ticketmaster. And we'll also be in University Concert Hall Limerick on the 23rd of November. Keep an eye out on the Home Drink Instagram page for more details. Tickets are available through the University Concert Hall box office and on their website as well. We also this time, people asked us a lot the time last time to do VIP tickets.
Yay!
And we have that sorted. So these include a premium seat, Q&A with us before the show so we can all have the chats. And then we get to meet you. I think it's going to be before the show as
A little meet and greet.
Get little pics, chats. It'll be really nice.
Because it's fun being on stage and actually seeing people, but like...
You don't get to chat properly.
Yeah, it'd be nice to actually meet some of you as well. So I'm buzzing for these.
I'm so excited, but it's so really freaked me out as soon as. I did not realise. Like, what week is it now? 7th today, so literally less than a month.
Literally.
Fuck.
Fun.
It's going to be such a good time. We have a lot of new bits planned. I think this time, because it's been so long since we've done one, we've really like got time to think about what we want to change and add in and take away. And it's going to be really fun. So don't miss out.
No.
Today we want to talk about things that are normalised and way too normalised in everyday life. And actually, maybe they're rude or not the best for us. What do you think? As well, I think there's different... things that are normalised for different age groups sometimes.
Okay.
People are let away with different things.
Yeah.
Do you ever see like if someone's older, like that's just how they talk back then, like that kind of thing?
Also, should age be a thing?
Like, should it be? Yeah. Should there be a line still? So what do you think we just accept as a normal part of our life right now, but maybe we shouldn't? So normalised means making something previously considered abnormal or unacceptable be treated as normal. So I think in general, like things over the years do become normalised in good ways too.
Okay.
Like things are more spoken about, like maybe like mental health, for example, like when our parents were young, no one would talk about it.
Yeah.
But now it's more normalized to talk about it. Or
even like sex and stuff.
Sex, being maybe like gay, like things like that, that like wouldn't have been talked about. And now it's like
talked about in like, schools and stuff.
Yeah, and it's just so normal because it is normal.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about that. So one example is sending hate online. Why do people think that's better than shouting at someone on the street?
Yeah, they feel the sense of like...
We talked about that. We filmed a show for RTE and we talked to a professor in a university and she said that, what was the reason again? People feel like they have this like persona online.
Yeah, you're not you. Like,
yeah.
You're not physically there talking to them face to face.
Yeah.
You're literally, you are hiding behind a screen and you just feel like you can't say anything. Well, I feel like a lot of that is... like a
self,
yeah, a reflection on how they feel themselves,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, they just want to be
like, would you be? I just always think, would you be?
It's crazy.
I'm too lazy to think like that. Like, I mentally could not think of anything worse in my life than just being consumed with being such a fucking hater, like a little keyboard warrior, like
getting so annoyed with stuff, like
just getting sucked into the drama of all that. I'm just like,
I got so much hate last night for a video I made.
Why?
About, I was like, I think brands are missing out on Dano being the face of a brand. Like, I think
he's deadly.
I was like, he's talented, like, he's funny, like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, it was just a thought that popped in my head, and people were like, someone was like, I've lost all respect for you because of this. He obviously made you put this video up to try and get him a brand deal. And all. I was like,
as if Dano sat there saying, Cher, will you do this for me?
Hang on. Like, absolutely. And the way I said it, I didn't mean it like a, people were saying that, like, he's not Katie Taylor, he's not this and that. I'm like, I don't mean the face of global Adidas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I didn't even know what I was thinking, but I just said it. And, like, people, especially men, are so annoyed. Someone's like, of what? Like, a football sock brand? I was like, yeah, that actually would be great.
That would actually be brilliant idea.
But, like, acting like that is so far-fetched. And I actually hope now he fucking gets one.
Yeah.
And say,
yeah.
Because I'm not saying a big global brand, but there's small little brands people can be faces of.
Of course.
Like, if someone has character and is funny and does something, then they can be the face of something.
Absolutely, girl.
People are honestly freaks, I can't.
They're all the football
men.
Freaks, are they?
No, it's not even. The men. Just weird men online. You can always tell when a man has commented as well. It's just the way they talk.
Oh, weird.
Even if the thing is fake. But people were sending me essays, I was like, it's not that deep. Sitting in my snuggie, record it in 30 seconds, put it up, and it's after popping off.
But I think that's something that people should take nowadays, like, go into everything in life with, like, well, okay, maybe not everything, but go into a lot of things online, especially social media stuff, with, it's not that deep.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Why is everyone so serious all the time? Like, and why would the thought not be like, oh, he actually would be good for that? Or like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
why are they automatically like, no.
That's because Irish would want to knock you down a few pegs, especially men.
Like, mm-mm.
And then someone's like, why should he get it just because he's your boyfriend? I was like, it's nothing to do. He's but my boyfriend. Like,
no.
Nothing.
If Dano wasn't your boyfriend, like, if he was a single man or whatever, like, and he's still doing what he's doing now.
If I added up the views that Dano has on my page, it would be literally fucking millions and millions. So, like, if a brand can, like, work with that, then that would be good for them.
It's that's what
I said. I just put it out in the universe. I thought about it in my study and people took it up.
Oh.
Like, I was literally hatching a plan. Marking, this is what he should do. Like, this is what you should pay him. I literally was sitting on my Sunday.
No.
But I can't. Cost of living.
Oh.
You notice any increase in your weekly purchases? And when was the last time you paid less than a euro for anything?
Sure, the Eurosave menu at McDonald's isn't even the Eurosave menu. Can't get anything for a euro on it.
Fuck.
That'll tell you.
That, when I seen nuggets go up to 140.
Like, no.
160, is it?
No, they used to be 2 euro for a 6-piece nugget.
Oh, sorry.
Now they're 4 euro, I think.
What?
Yeah.
No, it went from, it was 2 and now they're 260, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Remember the Euro Sundays you could get and all? They're going to get a hamburger for 150. Guys, I have that menu down to a tick.
How much is a Freddo now? 50 euro?
75 cent. It used to be 25.
Oh, they used to be 5.
Did they? 5p?
They were 5p.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love a Freddo.
So bad, isn't it? What else has gone up?
Everything. Just,
do you know what I think is extortionate?
Mm-hmm.
For the volume of people that drink them every day, coffee. I think coffee is so overpriced.
I don't drink it, but I got one for Canada. It was $5.15. Is that a lot?
For a coffee?
I wouldn't know.
I think personally that's men. Like, think of how much coffee.
You can have 3 of them a day, like, easy.
Yeah. They make a day, or like, you go through a day, or like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How much would they have been like a few years ago? Much less?
Like 2-3 euro for a coffee, like. Like, they're mad money now. You go out and get a coffee and a, I don't know, a croissant or something. You're talking the 9.
You're talking a small mortgage.
You're talking the 9 and 10 euro. Like, what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I just think it's mad.
Yeah. I don't think restaurants have gone up that much, have they? Like, a little bit. But compared to I feel like food shops are more, have gone up more.
I did a half of one this morning and it was like 76 euro, but that was literally just for breakfast stuff and lunch. Kind of.
For a week? For just you?
Just me. And wasn't even like a real shop. Like, I was just in little picking up shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's just so expensive.
Inflation, guys.
When's it going to deflate?
Yeah, someone pop it quick.
Yeah, does it?
I don't know. Does it go up and down?
I don't know. It's mad when you go to different countries, though, you realise how expensive Dublin is.
But how can they afford to do it so cheap? Like, how can you go to like the likes of like Spain or something? I don't understand all that. Also, I don't really want to.
No.
Is that kind of bad?
It's just their economy. It's different.
Don't really. Not that I don't care, but I'm kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, politics. I wish they had that.
Yeah.
I wish we had that. Them politicians, they look good.
It's mad, well, though.
We're spending fucking 40 million on a bike shed, but that's another story.
And 9 million on a pouch for the kids in school.
I can't.
Grow up.
Are they doing that?
Oh, yeah.
What?
9 million euro for the kids to put their pet.
Why would anyone use the pouch?
In a magnetic pouch. And I was talking to my mum about this the other day, and she was getting lippy with me, and I was like, hang on a minute, Helen. I was like, if anything, the day and age that we're living in now, I think you should encourage kids to be using their phones in school. Let's be fucking real about it. You're not going to get a child. I did it in school. I was always on my phone in school.
Yeah.
Like, I was either texting in my sleeve.
Yeah.
Texting in here, or I used to put my phone
in my skirt pocket. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I used to roll my school jumper up and I'd have my phone in it because they used to come over and touch you, which also, don't really think they should have been doing that. But yeah, they used to feel your arm, see if your phone was there. But anyway, I think there should be some sort of like app. If someone makes this, I want 10% of the profit. Some sort of app that like the kids download for their specific school.
Yeah.
These are the times that they're in school. And their phone goes into some sort of like a school mode.
Okay.
Where they can only use, like,
they can use for lunch later.
Yeah, for like lunchtime, it might be a little bit more open. They might be able to use WhatsApp or something.
Yeah.
Like, where were we allowed? I don't think we were allowed. Something anyway. There needs to be something. Because you're not going to get a child who puts their phone in a pouch.
How are they expecting the pouch to work? What if no one uses it?
I don't know. There's a fucking lock or something. I didn't even look into it. I just heard them saying that they spent €9 million.
People start getting like a backup phone. Like in what?
We all did it. Yeah. We all did it. When I used to get called down to send your phone into the office, I'd be like, so sad. I'd have the same in my pocket. Go home, put it in another phone.
I don't think I went to my phone that much in school. I don't remember being on it. Because I didn't. I just had like a Motorola phone. So all I could do was text.
I remember texting someone from Geordie Shore when I was in sixth year.
Oh my God, I remember you saying
that. I was literally in a school uniform. I was 18 the whole way through 6 year, guys, so it's fine.
Okay, that was fine, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's mental.
Yeah. I think I had it in my skirt pocket.
Pockets in your skirt?
Yeah, one little pocket.
Oh.
Probably a bad place.
That's adorable.
I know. I can't remember what phone I had. Did I have an iPhone? Did you have an iPhone skill?
No, I had the Samsung one with keypads. Loved it.
I can't remember when iPhone started.
I had Samsung's.
I had the iPods. Remember the iPods?
Oh yeah. I don't think I was cool enough to have one of them.
The one with the like the real skinny. I wish phones were that skinny. Remember how thin they were?
Yeah, phones were just way better back in the day.
Yeah.
Weren't they?
I'd love when them pair of phones off iCarly. Do you know the ones when they're weird shapes? They've gotten from the €9 million that the government's spending on the pouches. Being on your phone all the time.
Talking about phones.
Speaking about phones. Is it rude to check your phone in the middle of a conversation? And would you like to be on your phone less?
I wouldn't be offended if someone did it.
No, me neither.
Like me and you just sitting here now, I pick up my phone, I look at that,
yeah,
and put it back down. Because
yeah,
I know mentally I'm still in the conversation.
Yeah.
But I think if you're sitting there... But
then I think there's certain people, like if I was with my nanny sitting in her house, I wouldn't be like, check some while talking to her. Do you know what I mean? I think there's certain times where...
I think people just need to read the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. And certain friends, it's like the friend you know, you can sit around and not talk.
Oh yeah, I love that.
But then there's friends that you want to be like... You mightn't see as much or something, like you want to be more engaged talking to them because you need to like listen.
Like I wouldn't be sitting at dinner with someone and scrolling on TikTok or anything.
No,
like.
Sometimes with Dana, but
yeah,
but no, like the very odd time.
Well, I'm
not scrolling on TikTok, but just text.
But I feel like you're catching more of the older generation now. Like my mom's obsessed with her phone.
Yeah, my dad is.
My mother sends me reels all day.
They love a reel.
She loves. And my dad, we'd be sitting there and if I'm on my phone and my mom's on her phone, my dad will go, I'll just get on my, he's nothing on his phone, God love
That's
me.
That's what my mom does.
Just listens to ringtones all the time. He breaks my whole heart. He'd be like, oh, I'll just get on my phone now, will I?
And just doesn't know that.
I don't even know what he could do on his phone. God love him. Yeah. I caught him singing downstairs the other week and it broke my heart.
No, what was he singing?
He goes into his laptop and he loves YouTube so much. And I could cry, so cute. And I was just upstairs just listening to him. And
Is he playing a karaoke version of it?
I don't even know what he's singing, but he's just singing his little heart out at his laptop. Oh, I'm just like, oh, he's just so happy.
He's
like,
so cute. I can't.
Breaks my heart. But yeah, being on phones.
And then my dad loves his phone, but my mom...
Did your dad make his Instagram actually?
No, he's not making it.
Why?
He was on about making a page for over 55 fashion.
I love it.
Like, and he was like, I'll put these Levi's up and get a collab. I was like, it's not really how it works, unfortunately. But yeah, and then he goes to repair. I was like, no, don't put that up.
Oh no.
He got a picture with this. It's going to kill me for telling this, but he got a picture with Harry Maguire over in, he's actually going to kill me, over in Portugal. When they were there, my family went down on holidays just last year.
It was Harry Maguire, a football fella?
Yeah, he's an England player, but he wouldn't send it to any of us. He was like, I'll wait till I see it in person because he thought we were going to sell it to the papers. Who the fuck? No wonder I thought I was getting poisoned by my delivery man. If this is the level of paranoia that I live
with. Wait, your dad thought you were going to sell it to the papers?
Yeah, full on, like, wouldn't, like, honestly, wouldn't send it to me.
Just say what to the papers? Here's a fan of Harry Maguire? Like,
Harry Maguire holidaying, ooh. Like, what? Obviously, he's a fuck with my dad. Like, what? I didn't even think talk.
Oh my god.
And I don't wonder anymore why I think
he's so cute.
He's literally gonna probably kill me for this.
No, he won't.
He'll never see it.
No, it's cute. Fine.
What about looking at your phone while walking and taking up the path? Oh, I kind of hate when people are in the way because they're looking at the phone.
Can't really fucking move.
But then I've also done it, so I can't say it. Probably.
I think I'd be more conscious of walking into a pole or something.
I'd never walk and surroundings. Like, no, me neither. No, I like to be sat. I'm sat on my phone. Yeah. And just relax.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you're walking, like doing too much at once.
No, I can't.
I could flip on TikTok, that's about it. But like even texting and walking, I find it
really... Yeah, I can't.
I can, voice message. This morning, I seen Aileen twice driving around the area. And both times, I couldn't even stop talking because I'm knee deep in a big, huge voice message. And I say both times, I was like... Do you know when you're just going 90? I say she's like, who is she? You always talk.
She's okay.
Like, okay, next up is ghosting. Because I feel like this is really normalised now. But I feel like back in the day, this would have been like really not okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Now it's just kind of like, eh.
Yeah. Have you, I feel like we've asked a few times, but have you ghosted or been ghosted?
I've been ghosted.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Don't blame him also.
I kind of actually was ghosted now. I don't think I've ever remembered this person, but I kind of have. I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I can say. Like, I've stopped talking to people, but like...
I think if you send them a message that they could have replied and they don't reply, maybe that's ghosting.
Okay.
Because that's what I would think my situation is, like a bit rude.
Like, it's so normalised now.
Mm-hmm.
You half nearly just expect it, like.
I know. People just don't want to have the ownership of saying, look, I'm not into this.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Wish you well.
I know it's as simple like, as it is. Awkward, but it just gives someone a bit of closure. Like, it can really damage someone's confidence.
Yeah. Someone's psyche.
It's really mean.
Yeah. And it's literally simple.
Question everything that you done or said or whatever.
Could be something to, like, something simple, but your brain will just over and analyze it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simple as not interested.
Not right now.
Have a nice life.
Have a nice life. Yeah. Send them a little quote or something.
Say, okay, bud. Thank you.
Distance grows the heart fonder. do you think it's ever acceptable to go with someone though? Is there a case where you're like, yeah. I think if you hear something about them, I actually ghosted someone in this case because I heard something bad and I said, literally in the middle of organising the next date and I said, sayonara.
Yeah.
And he just never texted again because I think he
didn't
because I ghosted him anyway, but like, definitely knew that I found him.
Mm.
So that was definitely deemed acceptable. He did not need a closure.
Maybe it's circumstantial.
Yeah.
Okay.
But most times I think people just run with that and shouldn't be ghosting.
Mm. Just say you don't like them.
Just give someone the little... I think men are more likely to ghost them.
Yeah.
Because they don't like to address their feelings.
Hee
hee. Hee hee. Can you ghost a friend? Is that seen as easier than having a tough conversation?
Ooh.
I feel like we had this come up in a dilemma.
Dilemma.
Yeah. She's like, what do I do? Do I just ghost? Or just stop replying or something? We were like, oh God, I don't know. I mean, you can, but I don't be sure.
Like, I think it's different with friends. I don't know if you'd necessarily call it ghosting.
Mm.
I think with friends, it's like... You just drift.
Drifting apart.
Yeah. It's just with age and you just kind of drift.
Uh-huh.
Like if there's no like actual fight that happened or no like definite thing that happened, I think it's just a case of we drifted. And
yeah.
Don't and wish them any ill will, don't get me wrong. No. Like you don't do that, but no. Like you just don't be into it.
Yeah. And then it's like, even if someone didn't reply to something that you could have replied to, it's like still not ghosting really. Like,
yeah, no.
But it's like, it's both kind of for like...
Yeah, unless they text you being like, do you want to meet up and you just don't bother ever texting back ever again.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Commenting on weight/appearance.
I feel like the older generation are bad for this. Like older people.
Yeah.
Defo. They'll be like, oh Jesus, like you gained a bit of weight.
Oh yeah.
Or like,
oh yeah.
You look a bit, or like, I remember my granddad used to always state my hair.
Well, I think it's the way that they do it.
That they get away with it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
My mum and dad have a very funny way of doing it. Now, and don't get me wrong, I'd be laughing back at them, like, but like, it's just the way they say it. It's just kind of.
Nannies, especially, get away
with it. Yeah, it's just like, oh, like, you're not going to turn around someone's nanny and be like,
no.
Well, fuck you, old bitch.
You just have to like, be
you
like,
you know what I mean? Yeah. You just nearly have to agree with it. Like, you're not going to say it back to them.
Unless it's really out of line. I'm like, bitch.
Like if it was someone my own age or something, or like, but then
I mean,
know.
It's more normalised for it's okay when it's someone older. Yeah. But it's like,
why is that?
If someone our age said it, you'd be like,
oh yeah, you'd be fuming.
Yeah, maybe it's because they're like our elders. Is that what it's called when someone's older? And
respect your elders.
Yeah,
yeah.
That like whatever they say, you'd be like, haha, dying inside.
Yeah,
but really nice. My granddad just always slate my hair.
Did he?
Yeah, he said my head looked like a witch when I'm going. I had long black hair. That was funny. Like,
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
The way they say things, like, they're never going to be like, oh, you're so ugly.
No.
Like, they just say something that's...
No. Or, like, they might be like, oh, jeez, you look very well now. You weren't looking great the last time.
Yeah. Like,
proper backhanded compliments. Yeah. Like, but...
It's something that they can just kind of get away with. What yeah. did my dad say one day? I think me and Quiver were measuring ourselves in the kitchen. We were back to back standing, like, and seeing who was taller.
Who was taller? Jeez.
I am. Mm-hmm. By, like...
Tiny bit.
But we were measuring ourselves or something. My dad was laughing. He was like, ah, Ellie, you're taller this way and this way.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Or you're bigger this way and this way. And shit like that, you're just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of funny. Like, you have to give it to him and that way.
Well,
like,
if that had been Queeve was saying it to you,
I would have fucking flipped.
Yeah.
I would have killed her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like, they just get away with it.
Yeah. It? Like, that's a more normalized thing.
Yeah, it is. But then if it's like, it was a stranger, it'd be different.
Mm.
But that's your family. It's different for your family.
Yeah, your family, they can get away with it.
Yeah. Mm. But definitely needs to not be. And also, people do it online.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be the craze of
Isn't
what
it?
People do. They just think, okay, I have a thought in my head. Let's just write it down.
Yeah.
Get it out there. What would you like to see normalized or like to see more of? Empathy. You know that?
Love and kindness.
Love and peace and joy. Apparently, having Botox stops the empathy nerve in your head or whatever, the empathy,
I don't know, whatever you call it.
It actually makes your brain not be empathetic.
That's a lie.
No, apparently, because when you make facial expressions, it's signed into your body. Like if you smile and you're feeling sad, it actually makes you a little bit happier.
Okay.
It's scientifically proven. So when you are talking to someone and if you're telling me something sad, I'm like, oh, or like, I have the Botox worn off now, so I can do all the faces.
Yeah, so is mine.
If I'm like,
terrible.
Oh, or like, so annoying.
Yeah.
Girl. Like, that's me. That's my face sending messages to my brain that I am being empathetic.
I don't believe that.
It's true. It's scientifically proven. I'm still empathetic, but like it does apparently make.
Girl, I'm getting Botox the last 4 years. I've probably cried more in my life in the last 4 years than I have.
I know, so I do feel more empathetic than always, but apparently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I do get it.
Maybe it's just like a smidge. But for people who already aren't really empathetic, they'd probably be like,
really? Something to do with the signals to your
and
head.
And also depend on how frozen you go, because you'd be like, really? That's really sad.
I am the saddest I have ever been.
I'm so... I do feel like that when it's fresh. I feel like I can't express myself. I feel like I can't...
Love it.
Engage in conversation
I just
well.
Always look in mirrors and all, and I'm like trying to squint and there's just nothing. It's just frozen.
Are you trying to frown? I actually don't think... this is my frown gone. Like my Botox is gone. But I just don't frown. That way. You'd never see me get like this.
I used to always frown watching the telly. But I think that was because I needed glasses.
Probably, you're squinting.
I used to, like, you'd be halfway through a movie or something, and I'd just find myself being like...
And you don't realise.
Reset.
Yeah, and then I can make you feel like that all the time.
What would we like to normalise more of?
Botox, no. Let me think. Therapy.
Yeah.
That's already feel like normalised though.
Yeah.
Maybe men...
Definitely coming around more.
Men talking to each other. As much as women do, because I feel like women are very open about everything. I feel like that needs to be normalised.
Yeah.
To be just be like, hey bro.
What's up, bro?
How you doing? Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like, can you normalise like walking around eating more? I'd like to do that more. I'd never do that.
Do you not?
Never.
I done it the other day and I felt kind of weird. It's the first time I felt kind of weird. Because usually I'd be eating like hamburgers and all got around, but I was having a pack of jellies and I was like,
it's really weird.
Yeah. I was like, is this really strange?
But I never think of actually like,
no, I'm fucking starving, I'm gonna faint.
Walking around eating.
Yeah.
Like walking on the road or something, just eating something.
Yeah. I used to always do, but then I didn't come across it for a while and then I had a pack of jellies today.
We normalise giving people the finger. I think it's fucking brilliant.
I gave someone the finger today on the road. I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think it
so
packs a punch.
If you do something to me bad on the roads, well, you're getting a load of this.
I think it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Who decided that this was the finger?
I don't know.
I call it the fuck finger. Who woke up one day? I'm going to Google it. This is the kind of riveting content you get on this podcast guys.
Yeah.
Who invented
the... I think it must mean something.
Why though? Like, why isn't it that one? John, like,
It's not the same effect. It's the longest one.
Who invented fuck finger? This is going to bring up some... stuff.
I'm scared.
If you've ever flipped the bird.
Oh yeah,
bird!
That's called flipping someone off.
If you've ever flipped the bird, you have something in common with ancient Greeks. It was around 2,500 years ago that the naughty Greeks developed a phallic gesture to offend, taunt and literally poke each other.
Jab, jab, jab. Oh my god.
Put your finger.
That's Greek. Weird. I do feel like I knew. I thought it was Egyptian or something.
Oh. Earlier, the Greeks used the middle finger as an explicit reference to the male genitalia.
Fair.
Dick. Oh, I get it. What?
Did your phone just talk? Or?
Yeah, she said I don't know how to respond to that. Me either, Siri.
Me either.
Me either.
Wait, what do you mean? I don't get it.
I think it might be like a willy. That was my shoulder. Ding dong.
Oh my God, I'd love to meet some ancient people and see what they're like. The ancient Greeks.
There you go.
Imagine what they were like. Like,
it's Greek.
I'd love to go back in time.
Oh.
Would you not? Just for a day, like, that'd be mad. How did they all know? I just, there was too many questions about the world.
Your head will be fried, yeah. Honestly. Yeah.
So, we are now going to do Secrets from the Stalls.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we get to give you a bit of advice, kind of like the conversations you have with the gals in the bathroom of a nightclub. They'll tell you things you need to hear, share their secrets and advice, and just give you the real talk. And that's why the segment is called Secrets from the Stalls. This says, hey girlies, myself and my two friends need your advice, please. Our best friend was in a 6-year relationship that sadly ended because her boyfriend was cheating. Was a cheating piece of you know what. We were there for her through everything, dropping things for her constantly, as we should, to make sure she was okay through this heartbreak. One of her friends, who she wasn't that close with, moved into her spare room, which we all thought was a great idea because she now has a housemate and won't be alone always. However, since the housemate moved in, we've not received any messages, calls, or even texts from our friend, and only hear from her if we reach out first. We've asked her to meet and she says, yeah, let's plan it on the day, and then doesn't text us when the time comes. It's really hurtful because she is my best friend and I feel like she only contacts me if she's lonely. As well as that, she's gone on a mad one going on nights out and getting with boys. There's been 2 to 3 in the space of 2 weeks. I'm not shamed by any means because she's single girly now, but I'm worried that she will try to fill a void. I don't want to say this to her because I don't want her to feel shame about it, but it's not a good way to deal with the situation, in my opinion. How do we tell her that we feel like she's dropped us for a new friend? I get things are chaotic for her now, but I feel like I'm losing my best friend. I don't want her to look back and regret going off loads of people while her head's in this space. Should we just leave her be? I don't know what to do. Love. Lots of love from a very worried bird.
Aww. That's so awful that you're so worried about.
I know. I don't. Well, I wouldn't be worried about being getting with the man.
No, I was literally going to say the same thing.
Because
she's like, that's, it's not that everybody needs that, but I feel like it's like,
it's like, what's the word I'm thinking of?
It's just her time to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's completely allowed to do that.
I'm thinking of this. Yeah.
Like 100%. And I get where you're coming from saying that you're afraid that she's trying to fill a void. She probably isn't trying to fill a void. It's just happening
She maybe is. But even at that, it's like you just...
I think you leave that part be.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to...
She's not going to say, oh, you're right, I'm going to stop.
I better stay in and do what? Like,
yeah.
I mean, if she's lonely, that's the last thing she wants to do.
I think if you realise you're trying to fill a void, you come to that realisation quite quickly. Like afterwards, you might be like, oh God, what was done? Like that was just for that reason. Like that's just to... Or a distraction as well.
Yeah.
Just something to something not to think
do.
Of. Something
literally.
Yeah, literally. So I wouldn't be worried about that part of it. Because she's having her time. And if you're in your breakup era, then sometimes you have to have your time.
Yeah.
Just a little short-term blast. Blast in the third. Short-term stint of getting to know what you like.
Yeah.
Seeing that there's something you need a confidence after your breakup as well of like people still want you. Because sometimes you feel really horrible, really sad. Like
you feel like you've been with the one person
for so long.
Yeah, that no one's going to ever find you attractive again.
Yeah, like, or they might have been like a not nice, like this, like her boyfriend was a cheater. So like, she obviously would feel shit at the end of that. So seeing that there's people out there that find her attractive, that want to get with her, like that's nice for her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as far as the friend goes, I don't know.
I think you just say exactly what you said.
To us?
Yeah. Like, I don't think there's anything that you need to add or that you need to be afraid to say to her. If she is your best friend, you should be able to say that. Do you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is a case of, because that other girl is literally living with her, it's just convenient that she's there,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'd hope that it's not intentional, that she's intentionally, like, trying to ignore you or whatever. Like, maybe it literally just is a thing that you're
with someone's right
first.
There. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you could say, you don't have to send a big paragraph, just be like, hey, feel like we've drifted apart or something, sad face. Like, just something nice to start the conversation of like that instead of going, I feel like you've left me, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, attacking her. Like,
yeah, because especially when she's in a fragile time, it might be the best thing to do. It might push her away further.
Yeah.
If you do something like that. But I think just tell her how you feel, because I think it's going to weigh on your brain. It's going to, the longer it goes, the more distance it's going to be made between you, and you're best off saying it now and seeing kind of what she has to say.
Because
she might be like, oh my God, like she might, that might, that's all it might take for her to realise, shit, I'm actually not seeing anyone. They helped me through so much and now I'm just with this one friend.
She might not even notice it.
Yeah.
Especially until everything it's going on with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
She might just think that it's grand. And
yeah.
Like, Yeah, I think it's just something that you just need to bring up, literally the way you said to us there.
Yeah, but I think don't. I wouldn't bring up about the men.
No, leave her off. She's having a ball.
I think, yeah. I think there's nothing. I would say, is that bad to say? No.
No.
Not bad about that.
If it was a fella.
Yeah. No, yeah. Not in that way, but it, like, as in, like, does it mean something's going on with her? But no, it's not like she's out doing it. Like, she's just having fun.
She's having a ball.
She's in her fun, having fun era.
Yeah.
Single, getting her spark back era. But yeah, I think say it to her, just drop her text, like, I feel like we're drifting apart. And then if she's like, oh my God, why? Just like, I feel like I haven't seen you. I feel like we never make plans properly. Like, I just would love to spend time with you. I feel like I'm losing touch with you. You can send your dilemmas into homeidrink@goloudnow.com. We also phone a friend, so it's another part of our dilemma segment every week. And we put up a dilemma up on our Instagram stories and ask our followers to offer their advice. So here is the dilemma.
I'm currently in my first year of college. I moved away from my hometown to study and left my boyfriend. Me and my boyfriend have been together for almost a year. He's an angel and I couldn't ask for anyone better. But now that I've moved away, I find myself looking at other lads that are attractive and making more of an effort to look good for college. My ex from 2 years ago is also in my college and I always find myself looking out for him wherever I go. He was my first love and there's not a day now where he doesn't cross my mind.
Ooh.
I would never ever cheat on my boyfriend as I love him so much, but I feel shitty that I think of other boys and that thoughts of my ex cross my mind. I really don't know what to do.
And here's what you just had to say. Girl, if you're thinking about an ex, that's a bad sign. Break up.
Be honest with him and yourself. If my boyfriend was thinking like this, I'd want him to let me go.
It's a good way of thinking about it, putting you in his shoes. Just because you're with someone doesn't mean you can't appreciate a handsome man.
True, we've said that before.
Yep.
First year of college is so young. Lose the boyfriend and go have fun, but stay away from the ex.
If you're looking at other men, the relationship is over. Whether you like it or not, it's time to end.
He's an ex for a reason, girl. Try spending more quality time with your boyfriend. Your eyes shouldn't be wandering if you're happy in a relationship.
You're obviously just missing your boyfriend. Call and FaceTime as much as you can.
If your mind is drifting and you're thinking of other boys, you're already emotionally pulling back from your boyfriend. You need to talk to him or end your relationship before you do something you regret.
I do feel like there's two things in this. Her ex is crossing her mind and then she's trying to look nice for other boys too. So it's like,
double whammy.
Is it slowly being like, oh, what else is out there? Too young to be in the wrong relationship. College is for living.
I wouldn't stress it as soon you might see your ex and not feel anything. It's the nerves of seeing him outside the usual context that's making you freak out.
You always want what you can't have.
Leave if you're having those thoughts. You should be missing him and only wanting him.
Once you look and don't touch, I think it's okay.
No. The grass isn't always greener and an ex is an ex for a reason. Stay loyal to your angel man.
No. You need to leave your boyfriend and give yourself time. If you're questioning it, then it's not right. Oh my God, there's so many conflicting decisions.
I know.
Every time I read one, I'm like,
one way or the other.
Literally. Oh, I don't know. I feel like you are mentally checking out a little bit. I think you can really like someone and someone can be a really nice boyfriend, but it doesn't mean that you should be with them all the time. Sometimes there's not a reason why...
People are together?
No, sometimes there's not a reason why someone isn't right for you, but it's just...
Aren't.
You could be like, this could go on so well, he could be so nice to you, like, but sometimes it's still not right. It doesn't have to be something really wrong. So maybe I think you're just, your college, like your first year of college, you're 18.
So young.
Like maybe you're just kind of seeing what else is out there. Maybe you're from a small town, I don't know where she's from, a small town, and you go to a big college, there's more people. Like maybe it's opened up your mind that like there's more people out there, and that doesn't make you a bad person. Like as long as you do it in a nice way and just, if you're staying with him, stay with him and be happy or else... End it and see what else is out there, because that doesn't make you a bad person either.
No, yeah.
If that's what you want,
you feel.
Yeah, do what you feel. It's not fair on someone to stay in a relationship if you're not feeling it. So you're actually doing both a favor if you do that, if that's what you want. But it's so torn.
I know
it's 50-50. Yeah, but I hope that helped a little bit. We are going to move on to Peak and Bleak of the Week. Also, the dilemmas are all sent into our email address. So it's homeidrink@goloudnow.com and you can pop them in. But Peak and Bleak of the Week is where we get to give one high and one low of our week, which is. Peak is high and bleak is low.
You go first.
Okay, starting with the bleak. I'm very tired today. I slept so bad last night.
So did I.
Yeah. Maybe some mercury or something in retrograde.
Horrible sleep.
Yeah. Very in and out.
Mm.
Up and down, turning around. Then I was cold and I was hot. Then I put my snuddy on.
Oh, hate that sleep.
I tucked in my snuddy like a little worm. I had my feet up like this. But yeah, that was my bleak. That's a pretty good bleak to have. And then Peak is the live show that's been announced.
Woo!
Literally, by the time this is out, they're going to be so fucking soon.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. What's your Peak?
I love doing them. Yeah, my Peak will be the live shows.
Yes.
Announcing them.
Yeah.
Because that just means that we're one step closer.
To doing them.
Yeah. Very, very excited for them. My dad was like, so like, what is it like? Do you have to pay for this thing?
The live shows?
Yeah.
I was like, we came before.
Oh. Don't even ask. Sorry to go. I was like, dad, you've literally been there.
You've been so many.
Yeah, yeah, but like, do you pay? Like, do you want a free ticket? Like,
yeah, fine.
And then bleak and bad happened. No. Guys, can I have a week of no bleak, please?
Yeah.
That would be lovely.
You forgot the podcast today.
Okay, bleak. That's the word. The podcast. Yeah, yeah. Literally was not going to be here today.
Yeah.
That would have been awkward.
First two whole episodes.
Imagine you text me, where are you? And I was like, at home. Why? Like,
I would literally just sitting here on my couch for myself. On my Todd's.
My peak as well was also how quick I got into town today.
Yeah, what the hell?
20 minutes from my door.
Me. That, maybe it was a good quick time, because it's not really school collection time. It's not really rush hour. It's like in the middle.
Fluent.
Yeah.
Great.
So good. Because town is a mare to drive into. That's actually should be a rant of the week for the bonus episode. Thanks so much for listening. And speaking of the bonus episode, you can go back to listen to our bonus episode for Monday, How My Drink Extra Juice. Make sure to listen back to that now before a new bonus episode. Next Monday, we also have full video. We're looking at all the cameras here now.
Don't look at video this week, actually. Just crunch bullets.
Now everyone will want, when he tells, it's like when you tell someone not to look.
Yeah, they go, what?
Yeah. Don't look over, but that is my ex. Yeah. And everyone's head turns. We have that every Thursday 12 on YouTube. Make sure to like, rate, subscribe to the podcast. And if you haven't already, pick up your tickets to our live shows in Vicar Street. Woo! On the 5th and 6th of November, and in UCH Limerick on the 23rd of November. They're on sale in the UCH box office. And Dublin Shows are Ticketmaster. And we're so excited. We'll see you there.
We cannot wait.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.